Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Matthew Ferry here alongside the other members of Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio, which would be
Christian Sakara,
Patrick Palella,
and another person that may be here more than not on the show and maybe investigations,
Jessica Weber.
So we are here to give you an update on what's going on. So it's been a while since we've actually put out an episode, and it's because everything has been kind of hectic. We still aren't out of the pandemic per se. We all have our own separate lives that we're dealing with. Some of us are parents. Some of us are just working all the time. And that's just kind of how the world works, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do. And I want to thank anybody that's been here that has liked us, subscribed to us recently. You have kept us going. You keep us inspired. We're not going anywhere. We're not dead and gone. We're not gonna haunt you in the future. Well, we may haunt you in the future, but we're not dead and gone. Okay, so we have things brewing. We're working on building our equipment, and we've gotten kind of a stable point to where we can actually do investigations again for the first time in God knows how long. And we're happy about that. So, yes, Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio is still an existing thing. We aren't just a ghost haunting you. We still are here for you if you have any type of paranormal situations you're dealing with or topics that you want to know about or hear us talk about, please contact us. You can reach us from our Facebook. I'll give you, you're better at the address stuff than I am, so you can give the phone number if you want to. I feel like that's gonna kinda, don't spam us. I like spam. I really do like spam, but don't spam us. Fried spam's good. I'm gonna keep talking because you're looking up stuff. So yeah, we've been doing some stuff lately. We actually did conduct an investigation. Sans Christian, because he had to work today, so he couldn't be there during the investigation last night. We did actually do an investigation. I won't say for who it was because it's for a personal client, and we are very, 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 very secure when it comes to our clients, so we don't speak about that unless they give us the okay. We had a pretty crazy night. I mean, like, I'll let Patrick say something first about it. What did you experience that might have made you... Oh, you're chewing on something there. Okay. Oh. Jessica. Skip ahead. Jessica. Without giving, like, details away about, you know, the clients... because once again, we do all this for free just to make them feel safer in their homes. This isn't about making money. Once again, we're kind of a non-profit thing. We do this to just make people feel comfortable in their dwelling of choice. And, you know, while you were dealing with it too, what can you say without...
There was a lot of electronic disturbance and batteries draining and things getting turned off and just noises across the house.
Yeah, like a mischievous, or what did you say? Like, I say mischievous because it's always just been like a thing.
Not malevolent.
No, I didn't feel like there was anything malevolent there. Jeez. Good God. It's not anything that has to give us a jar of dirt. So, like, I don't know. Now that you're not Patrick's constantly fucking eating shit here of language, but it's fine. What did you feel last night during the investigation that, excited you the most in a normal standpoint, at least a paranormal standpoint?
I think the most, shocking, I wouldn't say shocking, the most, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I can say shocking. The fluctuation in temperature and the pressure in the room.
Oh, and that kind of leads into what I was going to put, with especially that one area.
Yep.
There was a part in time where there's a cat that this family owns that she's a normal cat. She's, you know, she'll make her little coos and meows, like, and then, like, she kind of come up to you and she wants loving. But she doesn't, like, roll around normally. From what I understood from last night, from what I was seeing there, she doesn't kind of just normally roll around, like, you know, all like, excitedly. Mm-hmm. Unless you're petting her. And we got some pretty crazy stuff with an EMF detector. And it's on, we have it on camera, but yeah, I think I'm, when we were talking about how the cat at one point, and I think I mentioned something about like it liking the cat and wanting to pet the cat, and all of a sudden the cat just starts to coo and starts acting like somebody's touching it, because like, once again, I know this because I went to pet the cat and the cat did the whole fall over and be cute thing and expose the stomach, and I'm like, ah, I know cats, you don't touch the stomach. Jessica, you were saying that the cat,
she loves her stomach to be pet.
She does,
all the time.
Right. And she rolls around like a maniac trying to get, yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. I took a chance, and it's true. She likes her stomach rubbed. She rolls around like she's, you know, just having the time of her life and somebody's petting her. She doesn't do that normally. Like, she'll coo at you, but she's not normally rolling around just to roll around. She just, you know, she's just being a cat. And there's one time where, I'm not sure what the lead up to it was, because we have to go through the evidence again. She just sort of fell down, did the whole be cute thing while we were just watching her, and started doing, like, started rolling around, not even paying attention to us. Started just rolling around like, and like doing her a whole like, oh, pet my stomach thing. And the weirdest part was when we took an EMF detector and, you know, asked some questions, and I don't know if we got anything vocally or audio wise, or if we got anything on camera wise, we didn't really get anything other than to back up the situation. The EMF detector was going ape shit while she was getting petted. There's no animal cruelty here. Nobody was harmed. No animals were harmed. We did check to see if an EMF detector would kind of be alerted by being next to a cat, just, you know, in general. Mm-hmm. Like we do ourselves, just to make sure, you know. And she was going crazy. Like, she was having the night of her life. She was just, like, rolling around. And we had the EMF detector near her in that area, and
I'll see if I can get permission to post a video.
If you can, that's fine. I feel like we need to do more of an investigation. Which this is part of a, I think we're gonna try to do a part two of this investigation quite soon. I can't say for certain, but it seems to be lined up. I think the owners here kind of want us to explore this whole situation, so we're gonna try to do what we can. And see what's going on with the cat. The EMF detector was, like, literally the only time, there's only one time that I've seen the EMF detector get that violent. And that was when it tripped that alarm when we were doing the Ouija board thing. And that's the only time I've seen it trip that alarm. And it didn't trip it this time. It didn't trip it. It didn't make it beep loudly, unless you have the settings set off on that. I don't know. But it was crazy because we were questioning, you know, this entity, possible entity, if it's here in the room, or if it likes the cat, if it's petting the cat. And the EMF detector was just, like, off the charts. Like, it was just brrr, brrr, like, really, really just going crazy. And all of a sudden, I think at one point, it just stopped. And the cat was just like, yeah, I'm over this. Like, it just, like, she wasn't being petted anymore. And I think it happened one more time later on in the investigation. But when we started to question it, the cat once again just, like,
walked away.
Like, yeah. It was a weird situation. A lot of weird things. I feel like I got possibly, not violently or maliciously, I got grabbed by the back of the head. I couldn't, I felt like I couldn't move forward. Like, I felt like I was supposed to, like, just be in that position. It was a weird situation. And I'm very skeptical and scientific about things, so that was kind of, thanks, Salem, there with your your cat snores, by the way.
I know.
By the way, you guys know Salem. You hear him on the podcast all the time because he's always doing his Salem stuff. It was just weird. It was it was the first time in a long time that paranormally I have felt something that I can't just kind of debunk right away with science. Mm. Like, it was just, like, the whole head thing.
Mm-mm.
It just felt weird. Like, it just felt like... And as we were going through evidence earlier, I kind of figured out, I think, why. And there's a weird situation we'll get into. We'll talk about the song. Mm-mm. But, yeah, so Spirit Box picked up a song, and I'm not used to that happening. But then...
Also, the interesting thing about it, you know, from the recordings, even though I wasn't there, but I did get to see some of the evidence, the fact that Patrick mentioned that it was set to go backwards as opposed to...
Oh, yeah. So Patrick had the Spirit Box set to record audio... backwards. Thanks, Patrick. So audio... was set to record backwards. Jesus, man. Come on. Yeah. So you had it set to record backwards, right? Like, the Spirit Box was set to record backwards.
Yeah, it was cycling through the radio stations backwards as opposed
to... So, like, reverse.
Is anything... as speculation, anything that comes through should be clear if it's played backwards.
So, okay, so, like, what is it called? Back masking or whatever? Back in the day with the old...
The hidden message.
Yeah. So basically, the way you were recording it, we should have heard, say, like, if, you know, if you played an old Beatles song backwards, we should have heard it straight forward, or we should have heard it backwards, or, you know, vice versa.
Something like that. If you play it backwards, it should come out forward.
It's recorded. Okay, so it's supposed to give a message backwards. So, like, you know, like, what was the strawberry fields for everything? Or strawberry jam?
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, which Paul is dead, right? Was supposedly Paul is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Go look that up. It's a whole different... We should talk about that. False Paul. Regardless of that, he had it set... The Spirit Box he has had it set to... It records things backwards. It's supposed to channel through things backwards. So, like, if you get a message, that means it's obviously just not radio waves, you know, doing its thing. Like, today on the waves, /... You know, like, it's not just, like, a fucking forward message.
Mm-mm.
It's...
Backwards,
but you're hearing a clear message.
Yeah.
The thing about this was, as it was set in that... That whole situation, that setting was set for it to record backwards. But, when I asked it a certain question about...
came out clear as day.
Oh, yeah. I asked it a certain question. We'll leave that for the reveal of this, if we can pop it up. Once again, it's a private thing. So if we can actually get the put the permission to reveal what we found after showing them what we found. We picked up a song, and it literally kind of, with lyrics and whatnot, and situations in the song, and what possibly happened in this household, answered my question in kind of a very poetic way, to where, like, going back and looking at the lyrics to the question I asked was kind of, bone-chilling, I guess. I mean, like, we looked at the lyrics because Jessica found the song. She was able to... But she shouldn't have been able to do that because it was supposed to be recorded backwards, but for some reason this was just full on...
It was so clear.
So clear and forward, and it's crazy. And so... Yeah, it's... We are doing investigations again. We are planning to do more. If you guys have places that you feel... Let's say you... I want to get this out of there. I don't think we... press this enough. We're not here to make money. We're here to help people. So if you feel uncomfortable in a place that you are living, or if you have loved ones that feel uncomfortable where they're at, and I've seen stories on television where, like, oh, we can't prove that... You can give that away in a second. I'm trying to... If you feel uncomfortable, or a loved one feels uncomfortable with where they live because they feel like there's something there that is, let's say, paranormal or dark or evil or whatever, you just want us to investigate. We do this for free. We don't make money off of this. We are here to help people feel comfortable in their domain. I've seen stories on television where the ending of these stories on, say, Travel Channel, whatever, it ends with them leaving. It ends with the family, like, oh, well, we weren't able to sell the house, but we got out of there. And that's not right either. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable in your domain. And the fact that there's stories where people have felt so uncomfortable that nobody's helped them in an aspect that we try to help people, hey, that's wrong. We offer every single step of the way is all scientific. We try to figure out what's going on in your home. If we find paranormal proof that we can't explain, then we try to explain it with other means. If we can't do that and you feel threatened or something feels dark, we consult, I don't know, I don't want to say higher powers. It's the wrong word to use. Not higher powers, it's not like that. We consult, say you feel like somebody's being possessed or you feel like there's an evil entity in your home. We generally decide to find out via your faith how to cleanse your home and help you with somebody based on your faith and beliefs. And once again, if they charge, that's a whole different thing. But we don't charge you for anything we do. We are literally here to try to figure out your situation and help you feel comfortable at home. Kind of where our slogan came from. Kind of go back to the Ghostbusters. Probably a bad reference because they do charge. We don't charge. That's where we differ from the Ghostbusters.
Well, also, we don't have actual proton packs and stuff like that, so we can't really...
Okay, but even then, I don't think we would charge.
Well, no, we probably wouldn't charge. We'd probably, like they are in the sequel-ish, or in the video game, where the government funds them.
Okay. Either way, we're here to believe you.
Yes.
And we're here to make you feel comfortable. I can understand. You drop, like, especially now on the market, you drop, like, a couple $100,000 of, an old house that, should have been worth way less. But, hey, society. And, you feel threatened or you feel like something's going on, you feel paranoid. And it can come down to a bunch of things. And we talk about this all the time. It could be EMF. You'd be sensitive to electric magnetic fields to where, that would cause you to feel paranoid. It would cause you to feel like you're being watched.
Right.
I mean, it could cause you to even have stomach issues and nausea, to throw up, paranoia, all that. It could be tied into that. You hear scratching in the walls and you have, let's say bad electricity. Right. Like, so that ties into being both. Say you have a rat problem and you're sensitive to EMF. You're gonna, you go watch The Exorcist and you go watch things dealing with, possession and demonic entities in houses. One of the things you'll hear is you feel paranoid. You feel like you're being watched. Oh, and you hear scratching in the walls, Hey, you could have a mixture between a rat problem and just bad electronics. Well, not electronics, electrical. Because, guess what? Guess what rats do? They chew, they bite, they scratch. Guess what they're doing to your wiring? Chewing, biting, scratching. So we are just here to help. And our show has just always been like a fun thing to go through folklore and, paranormal legends and history and kind of give people rundowns.
Downloads.
Sorry, I'm ad-libbing this. You gotta give me credit. I don't see you ad-libbing shit. What are you doing, Patrick?
Listening.
You're listening. Well, thanks. Don't make fun of me.
Damn it, Patrick.
So, and yeah. You gotta keep it this way because it feels like more.
This is gonna be a lighthearted episode. Yeah. We probably won't really do edit, so that includes Patrick's little sound that he accidentally did play. So.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. It's, no, look, we're human beings like you are. We're not like the living walking dead. We're normal human beings. We just do a lot of research and, paranormal stuff. So this is why we have the show. The show is basically to kind of show you what we know and what we've researched and what we talk about as normal human beings, but we thought it'd be fun to make it a show. So that's what Bump in the Night Paranormal Radio is. We're here to entertain you by talking about, we did stuff on Sleepy Hollow. We've done stuff on we done Frankenstein's monster?
No.
We've done stuff on witches. We've done stuff on a lot of stuff. Vampires. Lycans. Have we done lycans?
Yes,
I believe we have. Skinwalkers.
We did skinwalkers.
We did skinwalkers.
I don't think we did lycanthropes.
We didn't do lycanthropes. So we haven't done werewolves yet.
We touched base on it because of skinwalkers.
We've even touched on things that came from somebody, we've touched on things that came from somebody that was married to somebody that knew a bit or two because they were working with the government about the whole that psychic. I forget what we
remote viewing.
Remote viewing. Wow. Hey, there you go. On top of it. So yeah, we've done things on. We do things on random. Everything we do is random, right? Paranormal activity is just not ghosts, like people believe. It's just not hauntings. It's anything that can't be explained or understood or proven by actual means of science or physics and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We make shows about it so you can be entertained, and it's fun. I have fun. I hope you guys, as viewers and listeners, have fun listening and watching us do this. And we're here just to, as far as our investigations, as far as our group, it's just to help others. We're not here to exploit or make money. That's not our job. We're not here to try to get on TV. You know, you're not going to see me in like a year and a half, like, come at me, bro, about ghosts and stuff and whatnot, you know. I am not going to buy Robert the doll because I have money to buy Robert the doll, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not my MO. I'm just here to disprove or prove that hauntings exist by any scientific means necessary. And in that process, it usually generally deals with making people feel safe at home. And that's what we do. Most of our investigations have been, I don't know, private residences. It hasn't been, you know, we're trying for something in St. Augustine that'll remain nameless, but we are trying for something in St. Augustine. Could be a huge break. Other than that, we don't do this for money. We don't do this for views or exploitation. We do this to help others. The podcast is for views and to get, you know, us out there. Mm-hmm. But I guess with that being said, I mean,
yeah, that's true. We do apologize again, like Matt said, that we haven't been as up to date as we once were, but that's due to life and a lot of other things going on. So
I will say this, it has been a rough two years or so.
Mm-hmm. We're going on 3 years, but we have released a couple episodes. If you've not seen them, please go to everything that we're on. We're on
literally everything
now. Our original ones were we have YouTube,
YouTube.
I don't know if you've been putting that up on YouTube as far as just vocal stuff, you know.
I do still need to put the two specials, but our main places that we've been on is Spotify, Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio, of course. We're also now on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. It's all of our name, Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio, so you can find us anywhere, even at anchor.fm/Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio.
That's like where we have been. That's kind of been our hub.
Yeah, that's our main hub to keep track of all the places that we're at, as well as to keep track of like listeners and stuff, but also on our YouTube page as well, which you can just search Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio, and usually we're still the first ones that pop up pretty much as far as the channel goes. So yeah, we're still there. We also have a merch shop, which is shop.spreadshirt.com/Bump of the Night Paranormal. Think I have radio on there. Actually, no, I think it's just without the radio. Paranormal, yeah.
We'll post the link with this for that.
Of course.
I just want to add too, once again, you guys buying shirts and stuff, I appreciate everybody that has. It's awesome. Just to let you know, I mean, like, that's not, like, we're not using all that money for whatever purpose. We barely see any money from that. What we do see from that goes towards equipment and building better,
investigations.
Yeah, the equipment for investigations, and that's what we use it for. It's not like we're going out to eat or all that shit. It's just like we're where literally everything gets funneled back into, or funneled back into.
And we may get a new merch shop as well. I'm kind of looking into that. But...
Or in the future we might just create our own merch. Who knows?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit harder to do. But for now, yeah. We have. But actually, later on, I'm gonna say this. Maybe they'll like laugh at this. Do tell me more, detective.
Tell me more. Tell me more. What did we get very far?
Detective. Grease with fucking Grease with Lucifer. That's what just happened.
Talk about paranormal. Tell me more,
who is this guy? Why is he dressed so nicely? Why is he solving crimes? I think they're dead. I think they've all died. Detective, it's proven. They died. They both drowned. He tried to save her. He drowned too.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, detective.
But yeah, so. You can find the Patrick. Do you have anything to add to this?
You can find the Patrick. I found the Patrick. Here he is.
So, before we give where else you can actually reach us at and stuff like that. So
I'm gonna add something real quick. Hold on, wait. Mind you, if you have kids, if you're a client and you have kids, we act like adults around them. And not like
what just happened.
Yeah, like adult. Like we're very professional. We're just in an element right now. Like this is who we are. We're normal people. We're just trying to find out a way to help others get through being scared in their own places to live. Because I've dealt with that kind of stuff, and it's not fun. You know, like so we're here to help you. We're here to believe you. Is that what that's the line? We're here to believe you.
And then two, it's ready to believe us. Something about that.
Something like that. We're still trying to figure it out.
And three is just J.K. Simmons being in a casket that he somehow.
And gets ripped in half.
Yeah, that's horrible. Poor J.K. Simmons.
Oh, it wasn't J.K. Well, technically it was Shandor, but.
Okay, but it's J.K. Simmons.
Yes.
Okay. Pretty sure Spider-Man had something to do with that on his way out of the multiverse. She's like. Hey, if you come across J.K. Simmons there, Zool, go ahead. Gozer. Gozer, yeah, it was Gozer.
Zool's her.
Name. I know, I was just trying not to ruin or spoil things. Yeah. People haven't found it out, though. Not everybody's seen it. I don't know. So this is kind of like who we are, and we're going to keep doing shows. Hey, once again, if you guys got topics paranormal-wise, because this is where we're kind of faltering, we literally scour the internet for stuff, but most of the stuff we find is just kind of, you know, how should I put it? Bullshit. Mm-hmm.
So, Patrick.
That was a little bit of creakiness there. Patrick farted. He didn't really. I'm just joking. Anyway, so if you guys actually have something you want us to talk about, please hit us up. We will research to the fullest. We will try to go through the deepest, darkest depths of the internet, except for the black web. We don't do the black web. We're not doing that.
No.
The dark web. Is it the dark web?
Dark
or the black web.
Web?
Dark web.
It's the dark web.
We're not doing that. No weird box openings from the dark web. None of that. Actually, we should do that. And then paranormally.
Maybe.
Apparently, some we can live just a little bit.
So, we'll figure it out. But if you've got topics you want us to talk about, say, hey, you want to understand how, like, oh, there's certain spiritual beliefs with, say, samurai that, you know, like, there's spirits that are still haunting. I forget what the term is. It's a certain type of demon.
Well, there's the Oni.
There you go. I think we've touched on it slightly.
Yes, we did a whole episode.
No, we did a whole episode. Yeah. On it. This is why we need you.
And Reefs.
This is why we need you. We've kind of run out of steam when it comes to topics. Not in a bad way. It's just that there's so many topics, but we just don't know what we covered. But you guys, help us out. Give us some off-the-wall bizarre things. That's where the remote viewing thing came from. It's just a random viewer of ours that listened to our show and then told me to look into that because she had some insider details on it. And we did. So, hey, you know, give us some stuff, man. Even if it's like, hey... Like, there's a ghost story about JFK being, like, an elite assassin in Italy. You know, just, whatever it is, we'll look it up. We'll do research. You know, hey, maybe JFK is coming back. We'll research that shit too. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If it seems like it's paranormal, we'll do it.
We'll personally go out of our way to get him on the show if he is. If he's back.
Oh, if JFK's back.
If JFK's back, it's going to be the Clone High version. And it's like, Catherine the Great, more like Catherine the So-So. It's a joke for... There's an old MT...
Or Bubba Hotep.
Ooh, if we get Bruce Campbell on the show. Because, oh, no, because he has some experience. Dude, the Evil Dead thing's not as, like, normal as possible. Like, There's some weird shit. If you try to go out there, there's a time capsule. Little bonus information here. And I'm saying, and I probably mentioned this before, because this is one of my favorite horror movies, do not go out to the original cabin or where the original cabin existed looking for this. But there is a time, this is from a certain Cruz Bambles. We're keeping it anonymous, so I'm going to use a synonym.
Okay.
There. So, a synonym. So, a certain Cruz Bamble, during an interview that I was at, said that they have buried a time capsule underneath the fireplace of the original Evil Dead movie.
Mm-hmm.
There is, like, footage that nobody's ever seen, like, reels of footage and stuff. And there's, like, you know, I think the original Necronomicon's buried there, too, like, the prop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but don't go looking for it. And the reason being is, the guy that owns the property now will shoot you.
Mm.
And I wanted to make a documentary on that, because I'm willing to risk it. I don't want to get shot.
I'm willing to risk it. I don't want to get shot.
Yeah, now I'm willing to risk going out there. I just don't want to get shot, you know. So I have to bring somebody that's not part of the group that's just like, I don't know. Like, this is the leader!
Yeah, let's post this for the world to hear.
I'm not really going out there. This is how we are, though. This is like, hey, we're friends, we joke around, this is our real life us. Yeah. I don't think a lot of the time we've been real life us. I mean, we do the show, we try to be as stable and as
professional.
Yeah, as professional as possible. So this is like a kind of an inside look at how we are. I love horror movies.
This is just the grand update, but we will keep the...
This is a mini episode.
The channel and the podcast.
No, you know what? I think this is a soft reboot. I think this is a soft reboot. I feel like we are better off as being... We're professional. We'll stay away from the cussing and whatnot, but... I feel like this is a soft reboot. I feel like this has given an insight to people of how we really are. And maybe that makes them feel more comfortable to who we are. And maybe that makes them feel more comfortable with dealing with us and how we've dealt and have handled things in the past when it comes to paranormal. We are very, very skeptical and scientific with research and investigations. But we're also human beings. So we will crack jokes. And we haven't really done that. And we started to a little bit with the last couple episodes. Investigation-wise, we are as stiff as they come. That's probably because stiff means dead. Don't make that joke. Can't you? We're as professional as it comes. We will come in there. We will listen to your storylines. Storylines, but your stories, and we will research everything we can from the history you give us that you might know, and we'll try to prove or disprove those histories. We will try to prove if, hey man, you feel threatened, maybe it's just you being sensitive to EMF, which we mentioned earlier. It's all about trying to figure out what makes people feel comfortable in their own homes.
Yes.
There is no money being passed between our clients and us because we do this all for free. We are and we're not even labeled as that, but we're kind of a non-profit organization. We do this just to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we've ever done, and that's all we'll ever do. And it's not been about trying to get on a show to be like, come at me, bro, or whatnot. You know, it's just, we're here to help others and to... down that path.
Yeah, you can reach us Different place at different everywhere.
You can reach us at different.
You can reach us on email. You can also reach us at, because we do have a phone number.
The new phone books are here.
No way. Our number, just so everybody knows,
I'm somebody.
772-222-7475. That's our actual number to reach the Bump of the Night Paranormal Crew.
By the way, please leave a message.
Again, what's that number?
Or you can also text us as well. But again, that number is 772-222-7475.
But once again, if you are calling us, please leave an actual message, because I've had times where I've gotten phone calls and I don't recognize the number because it goes through all three of us that are currently here, because you haven't gotten the number yet. I don't know the number. They don't know the number. So if it hits a voicemail, please leave a voicemail. If you need to text us, text us.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to listen.
We even have an email address too, which is bumpofthenightparanormal@yahoo.com or bumpofthenightparanormalradio@gmail.com. So we got two emails.
Two different ones, though, man.
And we also have our Facebook page. Just search Bump of the Night, Paranormal of the Treasure Coast, and you'll see us. I mean, we come up even if you just type in Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio on a Google search. All of our info and everything is there. So we're out there. Come to us.
So this has been more of a night of exploration and detail onto understanding who we really are in a different way that...
than the first episode, as well as
we've evolved.
We've been doing.
Yeah, we've evolved from like the first season to now. Now it's, I think we're gonna skip away from seasons. I think that was kind of I think it was problematic because we were like, hey, we're gonna cut like 10 episodes or 8 episodes or 9 episodes, mm-hmm. and then, you know, take a break. And I think we got complacent because of, you know,
well, topics and stuff like that too.
Yeah. Well, the you know, the pandemic thing.
And the pandemic, yeah.
And, you know. So we were not like, we were not hanging out during most of the pandemic the first year. Like, I didn't see you for almost a year, and then I was over here sometimes, but
mm-mm.
you were like over there, and I'm like over here, and then he's like, yeah, we should be doing stuff for Bum of the Night. I was like, what did you say?
What did he say?
We should do, well, I'm partially deaf, so. And, I mean, you weren't here. You were, you know, busy. We were just kind of sticking away because of the whole don't get close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back, but I kind of feel like we keep that same belief that we gotta stay away from each other somewhat because we're trying to be safe and all that. But we do. We need to come back. We need to be stronger than ever as a group here. And after yesterday, and what's once again Sunday, we may be doing it again. We're starting to do investigations again. So if you have something you want us to investigate, let us know about that too, and we will figure out how to pull that off, because we are trying to just expand in a way that it's family friendly but more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And hey man, After last night and some of the stuff we may have caught, I kind of want to keep investigating because I've said to you, last night I had an experience with what felt like my head being grabbed and pulled back that I can't scientifically disprove or prove what happened, and it felt weird, and I think that's the first time in years that I've actually felt like maybe something does exist out there, and I feel like I need to prove that it exists. And if that means helping others, well, disproving it, well, I'm trying to prove it on my own, I feel like that's what we should do, and that's what we've been doing, and I think that reinvigorated me
mm-hmm.
as an investigator to move forward and keep doing this, and I think the show will continue on. We just got to figure out topics. So
yeah, for sure. So I guess with that being said, you want to go ahead and cut it?
Okay. What? Oh, you got something to say?
Oh, I was going to say.
Patrick has something. Go right ahead, Patrick.
I know it's going to be a rocky start, but this is going to be the cataclysm of us getting back into not only the paranormal investigating, but also the podcast as well, because we have talked about doing investigations for quite a while. And with that being said, I really think that this is going to be the cataclysm to us doing more investigations and securing other locations and talking to more and more people about who we are, where we come from, what we do, and I look forward to seeing what is going to be going on.
And this is what I'm saying. I feel like we're doing things kind of different now that all these shows are on the television, right? They're always very formal about things. I get that. There's certain groups like Taps I fucking love. But everybody's always so formal. They're not human. I mean, they are human, but they're not human.
They don't portray
it. They're not here to sing at your soul. Something marked up music. I was human. I mean, I am human.
It might be. Anyway, the whole thing I was gonna say, I feel like if we're more human when it comes to dealing with other humans,
uh-huh.
I feel like we're different than just going in there and being kind of a cookie cutter show.
Uh-huh.
Once again, Taps, I love you. But I feel like you don't see that a lot. You don't see people going, Taps does a little bit, but you don't see anybody going in there and really digging down and understanding, or, you know, say like a kid has a story, right? You don't see uh-huh. them show the kid very much, or the kid telling the story, and you'll see somebody interacting with a child that knows how children work to be like, hey, I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to, you know, help you with your story. And I think that's kind of like, I think being more human, like we're starting to become, which is kind of weird, but we're becoming more human than human. And I feel like that's, I feel like, hey, we're professional investigations on the show. Hey, we crack wise sometimes, but we still cover the basics. We still go over the lore. We still have a very fantastic show with history about the paranormal, not all, you know, like not just hauntings and whatnot, but everything else. I mean, go listen to our show. You'll understand.
We try to be as thorough as possible.
We do, and we try to find things that are so, not, you know, things that aren't covered at all.
Things that are so out of the box. Out of the box.
Better than like, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Out of the box. What's in it?
But that's, I don't know. That's kind of how we are. We're human beings. Well, now we're four, but before we were just three random people that, like, yeah, we get along, but we're totally, totally different from each other.
Yeah.
But the paranormal thing has just kind of been,
yeah, we still want to get guests, too.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for guests. Oh, that's another thing. If you are listening and you want to be a guest on the show and you have a... And please don't come on here being like Andy Kaufman with like a joke. I would laugh my ass off. I don't think the rest of them would appreciate that. Like, oh, I get it. If you want to be a guest on our show and you want to talk about paranormal stuff, or if you've dealt with paranormal stuff that you want to talk to us about, you don't necessarily have to be here. Once again, we have a phone number. We can figure out how to patch that into an audio... Then we don't have to be here in person.
Yeah.
We can also make it anonymous if you want to be anonymous. We are here to help you. If you want to talk about things with us and get our take on it, go ahead. Send us a line or drop us a line. Send us a message.
Send us a message. Send us a text. Do anything that you want. And just so people are aware, that number again is 772-222-7475. So that is the hotline for Bump in the Night Paranormal, and we will be here 24/7.
Well, I don't know what 24/7
well,
like, you know,
we will
sleep.
Have it.
We'll
24/7,
get back to you if
we'll
you give us
you.
If you give us an actual voicemail or you know, like a text message.
Yeah,
we'll be there. But the only things I've gotten is literally, and I've tried to text people back just to see, no responses. It's just literally been like a call, no voicemail. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't know what this is.
Right.
So please leave a message, text us, you know,
or email us, or comment on Facebook or something, or YouTube or anywhere. definitely have everything in the description below or on the sites and stuff. Of course, if you're listening to it on Spotify, I think you might still be able to see some of the description on the thingy, just not...
So then, like, bold, yeah. we're now on... What platforms are we now on there, Christian? Again.
We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm.
Which is our main hub.
Which is the main hub. And anywhere else that Anchor posts us at. So, like, that's literally almost everywhere.
If you can't find us on your normal, everyday podcast listening sites or audio listening sites, just go to Anchor. Anchor will lead you to us. I mean, you just look us up, we'll be there. They're our anchor. They're literally there to get us out there to you guys, so that would be your best bet if you can't find us on all the other platforms that we're available on.
Yep. So, with that being said...
Okay. It's been a while. It's been a while, so I gotta remember it. Do you want to take the lead? Because I am. I kind of get it, but I think I'm going to fuck it up.
Okay, well, with that being said, I've been Christian Sequeira.
Oh, you're going to do it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
I am Matthew Ferry.
I'm Patrick Palella.
And I'm Jessica Weber.
And remember, if you need help in it...
That's okay. You're good, but you're forgetting the if it bumps in the night.
I'm getting to that. If you need help paranormally, and it bumps in the night, give us a call. Because if it bumps in the night,
we bump back.